June 11, 1925, the great evil of not doing the divine will is irreparable. How the divine will is the balance of the attributes of God, so should be the balance of man. I felt my poor mind immersed in the most holy will of God. Oh, how I wished I would do not even one breath, one heartbeat, one movement, outside the supreme volition. It seemed to me that everything which is done outside the will of God makes us lose new beauty, new grace and light, rendering us dissimilar from our Creator, while Jesus wants us to be like our Supreme Maker in everything. And in what easier way can we be like Him, other than by receiving within us the continuous life of His most holy will? It brings us the reflections, the features of our Celestial Father. It maintains whole within us the purpose of creation. It surrounds us in such a way as to preserve us beautiful and holy, just as God created us, and it gives us that something, ever new, of beauty, of light, of love, never interrupted, which can be found only in God. Now, while my mind was wandering in the eternal will, my sweet Jesus, squeezing me to Himself, with sensible voice, told me, "My daughter, there is nothing which can equal the great evil of not doing my will. There's no good which can equal doing it. There's no virtue which can stand before it. The good which is lost by not doing my will is irreparable in itself. And only by returning again to it can one find remedy, and the goods which our will had established to give to the creature can be given back to her. In vain do creatures delude themselves in doing other works, virtues, sacrifices. If these are not a birth from my will, and if they are not made in order to fulfill it, they are not recognized by me. More so, since it is established that grace, aids, light, goods, and the just reward, will be given to those who operate in order to fulfill my will. Moreover, my will is eternal, it has no beginning and will have no end. And so who can calculate an act done in my will, which is no beginning and no end? That which my will is, such it renders the act. On the other hand, the other virtues, the works and sacrifices without my will, have a beginning, as well as an end. What great reward can things subject to perish ever receive? Furthermore, my will is the balance of my attributes. If my power did not have this holy will, it would turn into tyranny toward those who so much offend me. While, by balancing my power, my will makes me pour graces there where I should pour fury and destruction. If it wasn't for my will which gives it ever new life, my wisdom would not manifest so much art and mastery in our works. Our beauty would be faded and without attraction, if it were not sustained by this eternal will. Mercy would turn into weakness, if it were not balanced by my will. And so on with all the rest of our attributes. Now, our paternal goodness has so much love for the creatures, that it has established the balance of man within our will. Since man had come from the supreme will, it was right that this will would become the life which would maintain the balance of all the works of man, giving him likeness to his Creator. So much dignity, majesty, order and acting, were to be seen in him, as to make him be recognized as the birth of his Maker. Therefore, also in acting, it can be seen whether there is the balance of my will, or of the human will. And so this is the cause of so many works, maybe even good, in which balance, rule, order, cannot be seen, the execution of my will is missing. And therefore, instead of being admired, they are blamed, and instead of shedding light, they cast darkness. If everything which is good comes from my will, without it, those are apparent goods, without life, and maybe even poisonous, which poison those who take part in them.